I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. In the kindergarten version of Thanksgiving, we learn that the first dinner was a harmonious gathering of pilgrims and Native Americans who showed them how to grow crops in the New World. If you take that narrative, the contrast with what we're seeing now with the Standing Rock Sioux Nation protests couldn't be more stark. Sub-zero temperatures, rubber bullets, injuries. This Thanksgiving week, there are thousands of people spending time at the protest camp, and Brian Yawzi drove to the camp to cook for them. He's the head chef at the Sioux Chef. That's Sioux, S-I-O-U-X, as in the tribe. The Sioux Chef is a Minneapolis-based catering and food education company. And Yawzi took a U-Haul to North Dakota full of donated food.
I will be taking over the main kitchen here. I connected with other cooks and chefs at these various kitchens here at the camp, and we teamed up and we planned to create a feast focused on indigenous food.
Part of the mission of your catering company, the Sioux Chef, is to educate people about indigenous foods. Explain what you mean by indigenous foods, first of all.
It's food from our own backyard, from our own rivers, forests, and a one-mile radius in your region. Everything you can find, non-European ingredients, no gluten, no dairy, no processed sugar. So it's all fresh that is grown here in North America.
Is there enough of that kind of local indigenous food where you are right now?
Yes, we have local farms in Twin Cities who donated a bunch of indigenous ingredients, dried goods, some bison, venison, you know, bison heart.
Did you say bison heart?
Yes.
What does that taste like?
It's a bit of a mild flavor. Just depends on how you prepare it.
How do you turn that into kind of an indigenous meal? What ingredients would you add to that?
I plan to thin slice the bison heart and marinate it in fresh water with juniper berries and fresh cedar. So I'm going to have it soak in the water for a couple hours, and I'm going to saute it on the griddle.
Tell me about the atmosphere in the camp today. What's it like?
It started snowing early this morning, and everyone's up as normal, you know. There's coffee made at the main fire. There's people singing. There's tribes from different regions who are praying. Right now, I'm calling from inside the main kitchen. I have my team here are prepping some hominy. I have one lady here working on the blue corn mush, which will be used for the soup.
Blue corn mush. That sounds good. I know you're a member of the Navajo Nation, Brian. How does it feel to be, you know, cooking on this Thanksgiving holiday, the same time that Native Americans and their supporters are in the standoff with the North Dakota government?
There's a historical trauma, negative history of Thanksgiving. So there's mixed emotions of it, of course. But as a chef, I'm staying positive, and I'm focused on how my ancestors gave their life on this day with their mentality of creating a meal and feeding those who are hungry and starving. So that's the mentality I have today with positive energy. What you put into food is what you give out, giving strength to those who need to be fed and keep strength to keep fighting.
We wish you lots of energy today, Brian. I know you're going to need it. Brian Yawzi, chef de cuisine at the Sioux Chef, a Minneapolis-based catering and food education company, speaking with us from the Standing Rock Sioux Nation camp. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.